It is 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. E-bikes are coming to Boulder County's open space trails, where regular bikes are already allowed. In a 2-to-1 vote yesterday, the Boulder County Commissioners accepted staff recommendations on the issue. KGNU's Ros Brown says the decision followed public hearings and feedback requests.
Here's the argument against e-bikes on county open space trails on the plains. They're dangerous to hikers. They're noisy, they damage nature, riders ride too fast, and well, they're plain unfriendly in the natural environment. Donna George pleaded with the commissioners not to change the existing rules.
Where is the protection of passive recreation for the open space lands? Where is the discussion on the original intent of passive recreation for open space and the benefits of quiet, slow-paced recreation and wildlife viewing? Where is the talk of the benefits of hiking and bird watching and not having to constantly step aside for bicycle traffic?
Then there's the argument in favor of e-bikes. After all, city and county goals include getting more people out of their cars and using alternative transportation. Here's Russ Chandler.
The way I like to describe them is extra muscles for your body. They are an equalizer. They make someone who's might have some disabilities or might have some aging issues, which we are all going to have, and essentially returns them with the ability to ride a bicycle.
Yesterday's hearing followed public outreach about e-bikes in 2018. The commissioners then directed staff to allow e-bikes on certain trails this year on a pilot basis. The trial period included surveys of trail users, a countywide telephone survey, bicycle speed observations, conflict review, and figuring out what other jurisdictions are doing. That effort was enough for Sherry O'Hara.
My takeaway was the data is really showing that so far in Boulder County, having e-bikes on the trails has been a non-issue. There's not been increased conflict. There's not damage to the trails. They're quiet. So that was my takeaway, and I think that's what a lot of people are hopefully realizing tonight.
But there are unique users, like Linda Parks, who pointed out that surveys are surveys and don't necessarily capture everyone.
Coming from a horse rider and vice president of the Boulder County Horse Association, our recent survey showed that our membership pointed high at conflicts between bikes and horse users because of speed.
Commissioner Matt Jones was the no vote on the three-member board. He argued that voter ballot questions to approve the purchase of open space have consistently emphasized the protection of passive recreation. He worries about setting a precedent and said a request from people who want to drive gasoline-powered scooters on open space trails might be right behind those who ride battery-powered e-bikes.
My background drives me to the direction of saying we shouldn't have e-bikes on open space. And for two big reasons. One is we've made public commitments through time that we would have passive recreation, which is non-motorized. E-bikes are a fancy name for motorcycles. They are motorized cycles. And the second piece of that is the slippery slope.
With all the requests for input and a previous public hearing that drew hundreds, only a handful of people turned out Wednesday. Commissioner Elise Jones joined Deb Gardner in voting to accept staff recommendations to allow Class 1 and Class 2 e-bikes on Boulder County trails on the plains, where regular bikes are also allowed. Here's Gardner.
I know there are some folks that feel very strongly that they're just absolutely should not be allowed, but I think my feeling and a feeling I think of at least what seems like a majority of folks is that there really isn't that much difference between an e-bike and a regular bike, particularly in terms of impact and conflict. But there are some real positives, I feel like, in terms of the access that it creates for people that are disabled in some way or people that are older that maybe wouldn't be riding if they didn't have an e-bike.
There are three exceptions to e-bikes on county open space because they intersect with city-owned parcels where e-bikes are not allowed. They include the Boulder Canyon Trail, Colton, and Mayhofer Singletree. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.